in the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, hiding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire.
Is that you?
Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
Little number was by Alfredo and his band. Alfredo's real name was Alfred Gill, and he was a band leader and violinist. He formed his first band in 1925 and had some success right through to 1939, although sadly we don't really know much about him as a person. He made a lot of records, and the one we just enjoyed was from 1929. Thank you.
Oh, hum, skies are very clear now. Oh, hum, love is near now for you and me. Oh, hum, April showers. Oh, hum, lots of pretty flowers. Oh, hum, happy hours for you and me. All the world is sweet once again. Heaven's at my feet once again. Oh, hum, lazy weather. Oh, hum, feeling like a feather. Oh, hum, we're together. And so, ho, hum.
Were members of the Ambrose Orchestra, who were at their height of popularity in the 1930s. The band was created by band leader Ambrose himself, who secured a residency at the Embassy Club and also at the Mayfair Hotel. The Dorchester also hosted them, as it did many of the big name bands, but the Blue Lyres, which it's a good name, isn't it really, were mainly directed by Arthur Lally, who sadly became ill during their residency at the Dorchester and was replaced by Peter Rush. Now, from 1931, let's slide over the timeline to 1934 and a question from the Capitol Band. How Can I Be Sure of You asks Phyllis Stainer in 1934. I'll leave you to answer that. And Miss Stainer was appearing weekly at that time, every Saturday at 4:15 to be precise, on the radio as part of the BBC radio programme, another Leslie Cerrone hour. Yes, she was a busy lady. And mentioning Leslie Cerrone, well, look who's up next.
Of course, is such a noble beast. It never shirks, but works and works and doesn't mind the least. It shocks an ox to treat it like your pets. The beast that live can all forgive, but an elephant never forgets. The rams and lambs, the busy buzzing bees, the sows and cows, I treat them as I please. But still, to one, I always pay my debts. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf, but an elephant never forgets. Dogs delight in howling, cats were born for prowling, beasts are always growling, nature makes them do it. All the jungle folk have habits of their own. The horse, of course, is such a noble beast. It never shirks, but works and works and doesn't mind the least. It shocks an ox to treat it like your pets. The beast that live can all forgive, but an elephant never forget. The rams and lambs, the busy buzzing bees, the sows and cows, I treat them as I please. But still, to one, I'll always pay my debts. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf, but an elephant never forgets. Which reminds me, did you hear about the married couple who were rather poor and they took their little boy to the zoo for a great treat? Everything they showed him he was utterly bored to death with, so they saved up the elephant for the last one as the big treat. When he saw this great big thing, he looked at it and said, "Blimey, hasn't it got little eyes?" The lambs and rams, the busy buzzing bees, the sows and cows, I treat them as I please. But still, to one, I'll always pay my debts. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf, but an elephant never forgets. Thank you.
Reginald Forsyth came to Britain from the West Indies in the 1920s and formed a studio band to record his own compositions. He then went on to lead a band at the Café de Paris before serving in the RAF as an intelligence officer during the war. Afterwards, he toured Europe until his death in 1958.
Refreshing as the rain. Isn't it a pity that you're such a scatterbrain? When you smile it's so delightful, when you talk it's so insane. Still it's charming chatter, scatterbrain. I know I'll end up apoplectic, but there's nothing I can do. It's just the same as being in a hurricane. And though my life will be too hectic, there is nothing I can do. Nothing else can matter, you're my darling scatterbrain.
Hello, Tiddles. Hadjit Swingette featured Stefan Grappelli on Scatterbrain, and the lovely Beryl Davis supplied the vocals there. Now, Beryl Davis was English. She was born in Plymouth, in fact, and her father was the leader of the Oscar Rayburn Orchestra, and that's where she first began her singing career. She went on to sing with numerous bands, including Ted Heath, Geraldo, and Glenn Miller. But more importantly, she played the letter I in the radio programme The Ovaltinis on Radio Luxembourg. The letter I. Good for you, say I, Beryl. Thank you. Jacobs and his orchestra for dancing, and an instrumental version of the Lambeth Walk, which they recorded on the 7th of April in 1938. Howard Jacobs had come from America, and between 1922 and 38, his band played at many of the best hotels in London, the Savoy, the Barclay, the Carlton, and Claridge's, just to name a few. He was the only one who persuaded Carol Gibbons to return to Britain and then relinquish the leadership of the Savoy Orpheans to Gibbons so that he could move to Australia. Now, Jack Jackson is up next on the gramophone. You like this, don't you, Tiddles?
Hear that moaning saxophone play jazz with the pooba 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 pooba. Now listen, all of you.
An English trumpeter and band leader who was incredibly popular during the British dance band era. He later became a highly influential radio disc jockey, which you probably know if you listen to the Tea Dance. But did you know that the BBC nickname of Auntie is often credited to Jack Jackson? Yes, apparently he was the one who created the nickname. Now let's listen to another Jack. And this is Jack Leon and his recording of The Grandfather's Clock.
Thank you. 24 hours a day, tick tock. Never take the holiday, teaching us the way to go. Never fast and never slow, tick tock. Up you get, sleepyhead, tick tock. Off you go, time for bed. Never faltering, never tired, dear old grandfather's clock.
December of 1930, that was Jock McDermott and his new Carton Players with Three Little Words. Popular singer and ever reliable, Jack Blant handed the vocals there. And with the name of Jock McDermott, you'd obviously be correct in assuming that Jock was born in Scotland. Yes, indeed he was. And in the 1930s, he recorded and broadcasted from the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden, which of course had the best acoustics of any venue in London. On to Ray Noble now, and an instrumental. Ray Noble and his orchestra. And as the title of the song puts it, What a perfect combination.
Not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight. To feel in the night the nearness of you. Grant me the right to so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
I Spy with My Little Eye sang Alan Kane in 1943. And he was fronting a band with the curious but wonderful name of The Organ, The Dance Band and Me. After the Second World War, Mr. Kane sang with the Eric Winston Band for a long time before forming his own. And he had a 23-year residency at the Wellington Club in Knightsbridge from 1960 to 1983. In fact, and yes, I saw them there myself. Yes, in the latter part of the residency, just in case you were wondering. Now let's have another two in a row. Starting with a charming song from Syd Phillips. Jack Plant is back with his wonderful voice. This is a wonderful, charming song called Granny's Photo Album.
And all world impressions of the bygone day. As she slowly turned its pages with a sigh of bliss, Granny's family photo album played a tune like this. Then in her wedding veil, granddad looking awfully cute, a tiny tot in sailor's suit. And then the wedding groom and a happy bridal pair, all the family were pasted in with fair painted portraits, yellow and gold. Granny trenched them like gold.
up, ladies and gentlemen, and gaze upon things never before seen by mankind. Animals from the deep dark forests of Africa. See the only tame income tax collector in captivity. Roll up, step along this way. Roll up, roll up.
Yes, that's Tiddle's favourite record of the week. Yes, it's the Penguin Patrol as recorded by Harry Roy and his RK Orleans at the Leicester Square Theatre in London. And they did so in the beginning of December, I think it was, of 1931. The band's pianist, Ivor Morton, was singing. And you really did enjoy that one, didn't you, Tiddles?
Happiness you brought me just by your example, dear.
I love you so, your tender sweet affection, those sunny smiles you turn in my direction. How could I help be nearer to perfection just by your example, dear? Oh, there are others that I might pattern by, my only inspiration is you. With you to love me, to keep me aiming high, there's nothing in the world I couldn't do. Let fate be cruel, let fortune be denied me. What do I care as long as you're beside me? I'll carry on, for you'll be there to guide me, just by your example, dear.
Don't know that gentleman and his orchestra that we just listened to. They were regulars at the Paris de Danse in Birmingham, and that was the glamorously named Bert Thomas and his band. Yes, how wonderfully English. And it was called, the record was called Just By Your Example. It was recorded in 1934 and Pat O'Malley was on vocals. I'll start preparing our dinner in a moment, but before I do, let's go to the Central Hall in Westminster in late January of 1930 and listen to De Bruy Simmers and his band and the wonderfully upbeat song of Happy Days Are Here Again. And let's hope that they are.
Song of a cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. Happy days are here again, the skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. Thank you.
Ah, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.